History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting with Jack Barclay and Tom Mottershead, who are a Brisbane-based music duo called Works in Progress. And we're going to hear a bit of their story today. Let's start out with Jack. Welcome along, mate. Tell us your story. Where were you born and raised?
Hey, Matt. So I was born in Brisbane, grew up a bit all over the place, lived in Brisbane for a bit in Toowoomba and the sunny coast.
And tell us about your upbringing. Did you have like a religious upbringing at all?
Yeah. So lucky enough to be raised in a Christian family, where we were taught God's word and that kind of thing. And really appreciated that.
And I know your dad pretty well, Brian, who works for Opportunity International, a great charity. Does he still travel all over the world? I know he's a busy man.
Yeah, so he does a bit. I think it's a little bit less these days, though. So maybe once every 2 years or so. But he loves that.
Yeah, yeah. Great ministry. Fantastic. And did you always have a belief in Jesus, or like did you do the prodigal son thing in return, or were you always a believer?
Yeah, not quite. Hey, it wasn't... not like a miraculous instantaneous conversion or anything, but it was more like a gradual kind of realization, I think, for me.
Mm-hmm.
For my need of Christ. But I think it was, maybe towards the end of like primary school where I started to question, like the beliefs I was raised with. And I was a pretty anxious kid, I reckon. We moved around to like a lot of schools, and I think that unsettledness and that instability, I kind of, wanted to, like seek that, and I found that in Christ, that identity,
Awesome, mate. And I've seen some videos of you on Facebook of you like busking and singing at, markets and shops and things. Have you always been musical? Were you born with a guitar in your hand or?
Nah, so not quite. So, we just had an old guitar lying around the house. I picked it up when I was maybe grade six, I think. But yeah, mum and dad aren't too musical. Yeah, so it was just a guitar, that 20-year-old guitar around the house, and I just picked it up. Yeah, it sounds pretty cool, the guitar. So, I started learning that and watching YouTube videos, and, it all kind of started from there.
And tell us a bit about how you got into this musical duo, Works in Progress. How did you meet Tom? What's the connection there?
I was actually, looking for a church in Brisbane, and went along to Christ Community for the first time, and, met Tom there. He was just... he just arrived from New Zealand. We kind of made that connection and then kept in touch a bit. And, we eventually got jamming and, it all kind of started from there.
And tell us a bit about the songwriting process. What do you guys do when you're collaborating?
So we usually, go to a place which is quite inspirational. Like, we'll sit in the backyard next to some kookaburras, or we'll go under the house. So just the change of scenery helps us a bit. But we start out like with usually a guitar idea, and then try and come up with like melodies and that from there. And the lyrics and so it's a bit of a process. But it's awesome. Yeah, we love it.
Very cool. And I know on your website it says that your music is a little rough around the edges. It says, but you're embracing the roller coaster of life together. Is it kind of acoustic pop? Is that kind of the flavour?
So it's acoustic pop, like a bit of, mostly pop with a bit of like, a few ambient kind of elements and a bit of folk influence. We try. Obviously, we're still getting better with our music, but the Works in Progress is more about like us as people.
Okay.
We're not like Christ, so
we're
a bit of a work in progress. That's kind of more of like a name to kind of start conversations with people and kind of, just have that kind of Christian kind of element to us.
And I noticed on your YouTube channel, you do a lot of covers. So like you do covers like With or Without You by U2, Lego House by Ed Sheeran. Tell us about your influences. What kind of covers do you like to do?
Yeah, so we love, mostly like poppy kind of stuff. And a few classics. We like to chuck in a few classics, like, yeah, With or Without You. And, we used to do 1,000 Miles. It's a bit of a meme kind of song, but we find that's pretty popular. So we love that. But, so some of our influences, I'd say, like Tom's influences are more like the Christian kind of worship style music, where mm-hmm. I'm more into like indie folk and those kind of more ballad kind of songs. Yeah,
yep,
so
yep.
That's kind of like a unique kind of fusion that we have with two different styles.
Let's have a chat with Tom now find out a bit of his background. Welcome along, Tom. Tell us your story. Where were you born and raised?
I was actually born and raised in London in England, but I've actually been a bit all over the place. So spent 13 years in England, then my dad got offered a job in New Zealand, so spent another 13 years in New Zealand, and only spent like the last year or so in Australia, so it's been a bit of a journey. So,
and tell us a bit about your upbringing. Did you have a religious upbringing at all?
No, not at all. So my dad's quite atheist, and my mum kind of agnostic, I'd say, so... never really exposed to Christianity very much.
And tell us about how you came to Christ.
5 years ago, I was kind of seeking for like approval, or seeking to try and fit in. And I thought, you know, if I could just have a girlfriend, then I'd have her approval all the time. And so it was kind of just thinking like, oh, if I can only find a girl, that will make me happy. And so I found a girl. We had a relationship for a few months, and I was feeling almost like on top of the world during that time. But then she broke up with me, and my world just came crumbling down. And I was at this place where I was really searching and looking for hope and meaning. And so it was then that I started thinking about God, thinking about Christ. I started going along to church, and over time God sort of used that difficult experience to reveal himself to me. So.
And tell us a bit about how your life changed after you came to Christ.
I think it took a bit of time, because initially when I came to Christ, there was still a bit of that desire for popularity, and that was quite strong. But like over time, I found that it became less and less strong. So now I just know that, you know, I don't need a person's approval. I've got I've got God's approval no matter what. And so even if everybody rejects me, I still have God.
Mm.
And so I think it just helped me to know, you know, my identity isn't in Christ, and to have his acceptance, his love, and his love's unconditional as well.
And tell us a bit about the collaboration. You and Jack, write songs together. You're a Brisbane-based pop duo, performing all over the place. Tell us a bit about how you guys connected and the songwriting process.
It was actually the day after I arrived from New Zealand. So it was like, yeah, just straight away I happened to bump into Jack at Christ Community Church in Brisbane. I sort of found out he does music, and we thought, oh, might as well do some gigging together. And so, yeah, just hang out and do a bit of music together at home. And then over time we figured we actually had quite a similar faith and vision to each other, and even though we had quite different musical backgrounds and different tastes and things like that, we had that similar vision, and I think that's kind of what kept us going and helped us to form a band.
Jack said that you've got a bit more of a worship influence in your side of things. Tell us a bit about your influences.
Yeah. So probably for the past couple of years, I've been really, really interested in worship music, actually. Bands like City of Light, for instance, and Chris Tomlin, and I guess like some classic, but also like Phil Wickham, sort of more the modern artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've have also been producing some worship songs on the side as well, under my solo channel. And so, but then I guess I found over time that, I wanted to also be in a band so that we can not just target Christians, but also try and reach the lost as well. So
I love the fact that you guys, do concerts, in like markets and at shops and busking, and you're out at pubs and different places too. Do you have a mix of, do you throw in some Christian songs as well, or do you just do the mainstream stuff when you're out on the streets?
We do a lot of like popular covers that we think people will connect to and everyone will sort of know. But we also do some of our original songs, which they have definitely have some quite strong Christian influences in the lyrics, sort of ideas like you're never too far gone. Like, we want to really write lyrics that communicate hope to people and get them thinking about deeper things, and ultimately hopefully thinking about Christ as well.
And you've released a bit of music. Tell us what songs you've released so far.
So, yeah, so far we've released Never Too Far Gone. So we did a music video where we made it look like we were on a desert. And just to, so there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheekness humor to it as well, like, because, as you know, there's no deserts very close to Brisbane. So we filmed Never Too Far Gone, actually in South Bank, but then we did a bit of editing to make it look like we're in a desert. And so, yeah, that was good fun. And then we also released a song, More to Life. And that's, yeah, just that also has quite a strong Christian influence of how when you're searching for meaning and hope in all these things in this world, you sort of realize they don't satisfy and that there's something more that's needed. There's more to life. And
I know that you guys have got your Facebook, YouTube, Instagram and TikTok. And how is social media been a part of your journey? Because, you know, for young artists like yourselves, it's a great platform, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's definitely great that there's so many different social medias out there at the moment. It always seems like they're growing, where I find it personally quite hard to keep up with the different changes and, you know, what's popular at the moment and things like that. But I think Facebook's where our audience has been most connected with us, actually. But yeah, we've also started to get a little bit of traction on YouTube and Spotify as well.
Yeah, you got all those platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. Are you on any others?
Yeah, so we're on most of the music streaming sites. Mm-hmm. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, I think Deezer, Tidal. So there's quite a few I'm not too familiar with, to be honest. But
yeah, you've got to be on all of them these days, don't you, to try and get your music out there. And, of course, if you want to find out more about Works in Progress Music, and you'll find all the links there to Tom and Jack and the great work they're doing, a young Brisbane pop duo. It's been awesome getting to know your stories today, Tom and Jack. I reckon you're history makers. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.